compete in the AFC North, you have to be willing to bloody your nose a little bit. This team is going to be built on toughness.
We're going to go out and get better every day.
The Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, begins now.
Good evening, Dog Pound, and welcome to the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford here in the Mike Pettine Coaches Show studios with the head coach, Mike Pettine. Coach, how are you today?
Oh, hanging in there. This is it's been a frustrating stretch for us, but we still have to be able to hit the reset button and push forward. And this is a big week for us, so hopefully we can get this bitter taste out of our mouths.
Obviously, winning games is the most important thing, but what do you want to accomplish over the final four games of this season?
Well, it starts with winning. I mean, we're in a bottom-line business.
Sure.
We're professionals. That's what we're getting paid to do. That's important, and it's important for a lot of reasons to have momentum headed into the offseason. It's just tough to go week in and week out and put so much into it and really not get that paycheck at the end of the week. And then the other part of it too is, I mean, we have a very passionate fan base that supports us, and we need to hold up our end of it. And when the wins aren't there, it's hard to know that it doesn't sit well with us as coaches or as players, knowing that our fans are spending hard-earned money and they're coming to see us lose. So it's big for us to finish this thing right.
You decided to go back to Johnny Manziel at quarterback. Talk about that decision.
Yeah, well, it was not a knock on Austin at all. Austin, I think, went out and played about how we would expect him to and didn't necessarily have the support at times during the game that he needed to have, and I thought he still made some plays, some breakdowns in protection and receivers a couple times running the wrong route, and I thought he held it together and was poised and was confident. But it was just a situation with where we are with Johnny. We got a month left. We want to see what he can do. We got a lot invested in him, and just heading into this off season, with the quarterback position potentially being a question mark, this is one way that we can get it answered.
This is going to be a tough stretch. You got the 49ers who are playing better D of late. You've got at Seattle, at Kansas City, and then, of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who he's already gone against. Is there anything that he could show you in the final four games that would make you say, hey, going into 2016, this is our guy, period?
Yeah, go out and play at an extremely high level. That's the bottom line, is control what he has control over and take every play as its own story. And execute it to the best of his ability, and then move on to the next one. So it's a matter in this league. It's pretty simple. It's do your job at a high level.
Obviously, one of the issues you talked about Austin Davis having was a lack of receivers. Four were up, two end up getting hurt. He's got two to finish the game. What's kind of the update on that room and the prognosis going ahead to San Francisco?
Well, we got a chance to get Travis back. We won't know till later in the week. Marlon Moore should be available. The X-rays were negative there, so he should be available as well. One of the silver linings of the game was Darius Jennings, of course, called from the practice squad and ends up coming up and having six catches and made some big plays for us, kept some drives alive. So we'll have him ready to go. Hartline, I know, was a little bit nicked at the end of the game. He should be ready to go. Terrell Pryor is now another week into his preparation, and to his credit, he came back here in shape. And still grasped, still held on to a lot of the knowledge of our playbook. So, even though it's a little bit beat up, I don't think it's the situation heading this week is maybe as bleak as we thought it could potentially be.
I noticed you didn't say Dwayne Bowe. Will we see him again this season?
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. As I always say, we always start with the four receivers that we want to roll with that are factored into the game plan, and then we'll always backfill that from special teams. And Dwayne's in a position where he does not contribute on special teams, where some of those other guys do. And it's been a tough set of circumstances getting Dwayne out there.
I know you mentioned in your press conference yesterday that Austin Pastore will start over Cam Irving at guard. What did Cam Irving do to kind of that made you want to take a step back and pause with him at that position?
Well, just his inconsistency, and just something that it's we feel like it's better off for him to watch and learn. And also, this is also part of a thing with Austin that here's a guy that's come in here, done everything we asked. He works hard. He deserves the opportunity. And Cam's had would go for long stretches with good plays, and then you know, give up a critical mistake. And I know a lot of those are glaring. They jump out at you, and that's just something that hopefully we can get his confidence built back up, because we still have a lot of faith in Cam.
All right, looking ahead to San Francisco, what does this team bring to the field when they come to First Energy Stadium on Sunday?
Well, offensively, they're doing some good things. Blaine Gabbert, I think, they're not doing a lot with him, but what they're doing with him, he's doing very well. So he's throwing well on the run. When the pocket breaks down, he's done an excellent job scrambling at the long touchdown scramble last week.
It's a kind of slow motion, but he got there.
He got there. And he does a good job checking the ball down, taking what the defense will give him. So he forces you to be patient. He's not going to throw a ball where he shouldn't. And then if you give him one down the field, he'll take advantage of it. All you got to do is go back and look at how they won the game against Chicago with the long corner route in overtime. So he's a guy that we certainly have to be aware of. You got Bolden and you got Torrey Smith, two premier receivers in this league that are still playing at a high level. And then Sean Drawn, who we all know was here before and has gone out there and found a home, and he's doing very well for himself. So anybody that knew Sean when he was here, high character guy, did everything that we asked and just kind of got caught up in the numbers game here. But, outside of this weekend, he's certainly a guy that you root for. So glad that he was able to find a home, and just hope that he does not have a big game this weekend.
And when you have a guy like Sean who has been basically their leading receiver in terms of reception since he's gone there, how do you game plan for a team that's relying so heavily on throwing the ball to their backs?
Yeah, it changes your mindset. You have to be mindful of the running backs and where they are and how they're trying to get them the ball, but at the same time not lose sight of we've had issues with the deep ball this year, and sure, that's one where we don't want to make sure that we start to push the under coverage up in order to limit that, and then we end up giving up a big one. So it's a little bit of the chess match of game plan and making sure that we can account for the back and have tight under coverage yet stay on top of receivers.
Defensively, how has this team changed? Because no longer do they have Justin Smith, Alden Smith, Patrick Willis, Dante Whitner is obviously here. Sure. Seems like a lot of evolution on that side of the ball, but they seem to have been figuring it out a little bit lately.
No, they're well coached. Anybody that I know Eric Mangini very well, and his defenses are going to be very prepared, well coached. They're not going to give up. They're not going to give you anything easy. They'll be very disciplined. Navarro Bowman, back from the knee injury, is playing well for them. Eric Armstead is the draft pick from Oregon is playing at a high level. Has really come on in the last couple games. He's improving. So no, they present a challenge, and that's something that we're going to have to make sure that we're on point with what we're doing. And we're dialed in, we're focused, and we got to find a way.
One thing that goes a long way to winning these games, getting to the quarterback. And when we come back, we're going to have our PNC Bank film breakdown, looking at Paul Kruger and Barkevious Mingo doing just that, getting to Andy Dalton last week when the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford, returns.
The Mike Pettine Interview, brought to you by Elk & Elk.